As I said, Patriots are just about ready to head to the airport, and our guy on the offensive side of the ball, Matt Light, joins us live. Hey, Matt.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Matt.
Matt,
did you have a good week?
Oh, just sitting here on the bus. Yeah, good week. Good week, long week.
Yeah. We were just talking about this, the 2 weeks going away and being gone that long. Is this a good thing? You like this thing?
You know, it is what it is. I mean, I don't think anybody, you know, here is really worried about it. I mean, it's just part of the game, and it's what we have to do, and it's a long trip. So, you know, might as well hang out there and get out of it that way.
Well, I'm saying one of the advantages, I guess, is that if you come back here that second week, getting ready for that second game, you lose some preparation time, don't you? Focus everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a long trip, you know. So, I mean, right now we're worried about this game and what we have to do on this trip. So, you know, I'm not really worried about what's going to happen next week at this point. We got a lot to look forward to coming up this Sunday, that's for sure.
All right, tell us what worries you about this defense.
Well, I mean, they're a very active defense. I mean, I don't know how much you guys have seen of them.
So last week, you know, against New Orleans, I saw that game.
Okay, so you see how they, you know, those guys fly around and make a lot of plays. They're very active. You know, they got a good, you know, front, defensive front. They got, you know, they got some linebackers and especially Willis guys that are really, really active back there and make a lot of big plays for them. And their secondary is one of the most experienced, if not, you know, numbers in the years-wise, the most, you know, years in the league-wise, the most experienced secondary that we'll face. So, you know, it's definitely a very talented group, a lot different from what they've been in the past. They've got a lot of speed guys up front that like to get to the quarterback.
Matt, 6-2 after a bye week under Bill Belichick. What is it about him and this coaching staff that is allowed to, or allows you guys to really make the most of that extra week of preparation?
Well, you know, I think we utilize our time pretty effectively. The bye week is a chance for, you know, you as a team to kind of evaluate what you've done, you know, right and wrong up to that point. And it gives you a little bit of time to also prepare for your next opponent. And, you know, I think we had a good work week last week. I think, you know, we had some long practices out there where we really nailed down some things that we needed to improve upon. And then, you know, we kind of took a look at ourselves and where we needed to get to and the things that we needed to focus on and really had a good week of preparation this week as well. So, you know, I think we utilized our time really well.
Bill was raving this week about Patrick Willis, and you just mentioned him briefly, but how does he stack up with some of the top linebackers you've come up against the last few years?
You know, he's as good as there is out there. I mean, he's a very active player. He's a guy that, you know, he moves sideline to sideline really well, can cover a lot of ground, and then, you know, comes up big for him, you know, in all areas. So I think he's, you know, he's just one of those guys that gets it. He sees the game really well and reacts to everything in front of him. So, you know, you're definitely going to get a hat on him.
Hey, something new, Matt, here on the Patriots Friday on this show with our players, and we're allowing some people to call in with some questions. So if you don't mind, I've got Logan from Foxborough is on line one right now for you. Logan?
Hey, Matt, we were just wondering how you're going to handle staying out there all week.
Matt?
Oh, the amazing part is that, you know, I've talked to this Logan guy before.
Have you? Have you?
Pain in the neck, ain't
it? I feel like I know him pretty well.
No.
And it's all part of the, you know, it's all part of the thing. You got to be able to deal with some of these knuckleheads that call in like this. And the only thing I tell Logan is that, you know, just worry about what he has to get done playing left guard this week. And then and we'll move on to next week.
Yeah, you worry about Willis. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I thought it was a good answer. What did you think, Logan?
He did a good job.
He's amazing. He's amazing, yeah. Isn't he? He's quick. He's so quick on his feet. Some guys would just, you know, stumble over a question like that. This guy's quick.
Oh, I know.
Can't fool. All right, Logan. Good hearing from you, Logan. Have a good trip.
See you, Logan.
All right, thanks, guys.
Is he get a gift certificate or something?
He gets nothing.
Hey, you know what?
He gets nothing.
He's absolutely nothing.
For calling
He's
been on twice today. That's it. He was on Dylan Holly.
And shame on you guys for allowing that call to take place. You know, I mean, you got to have a better screen.
Well, he's probably sitting next to you. Don't you see him?
Hey,
Matt. Red's sleeping.
Matt,
he took a nap.
Matt, he was on 2 hours ago. He's become a media whore now. That's what he's become, you know? Come on. Jeez, God.
Well, there's a lot going on here on this bus right now.
Oh, I can imagine. I can.
No, very active back here.
I can only imagine. God. All right, we're going to let you go because I know you got a trip you've got to take here. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you next week out in the West Coast. We'll find out how things are staying out in the West Coast when you're in the West Coast next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Goodbye, Matt.
I think Logan can finish the interview on the bus right now.
He can't call the station twice in a day.
I did.
He won't call
Pete,
it next week.
Him off.
He'll be in Vegas next week. He won't call.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh, that was great.
I couldn't help it.